time 829, emergency triple team traffic. Andy, take it away.
Southbound I-215 caused it all. A crash near the I-80 turnoff in Salt Lake City on the west side. Now just a single, it looks like, highway patrolman over on the right shoulder in the dirt. But the slowing hasn't cleared out yet. It's still backed all the way to the Legacy merge. The good news is if you're in Davis County, you're not seeing delays on Legacy anymore. It's just as you merge onto 215's west belt. Breaking up a little bit as well on the main flow of I-15. Still seeing some reduced speeds between Centerville and Bountiful Woods Cross, and then stop and go between 215 and 6 North in Salt Lake City. Eric?
You're looking good. Northbound I-15 in Utah County and also Redwood Road getting up into Salt Lake County. But in Salt Lake County on I-15, slowing starts at the Bluffdale exit. It's a very thick, really, from there almost all the way to 90th South. Then you finally get back up to speed. Further north, you do have some slowing heading into downtown as well, though, just past the I-80-201 turnoffs. Heather?
Most of the other major roadways in the Salt Lake Valley are in pretty good shape. Not seeing any more delays on the 201 freeway out of Tooele County or Magna. On the east side belt, I-215, still some pockets of delay in the road construction zone between 20th East and 6200 South. And then things are still a bit slow. Bangor Highway down around 70th South and also near the 201 freeway. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at MercedesFarmington.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.